This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities continue to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed with a roar in a town outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person and trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Rescuers pulled dozens of survivors and continued to look for more. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Caba told WPLG that everything is being done to try to get to anyone who's trapped.
Our people are working around the clock, our fire rescue team leaving no stone unturned, and we're working with the families on reunification as well as those that were dislocated in the neighboring buildings.
Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it's not known if that was sufficient to have caused the collapse. President Biden says he is optimistic after reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president met with Senate Democrats and Republicans at the White House, and when they were done, he said,
"We have a deal.
This bill doesn't have all the things the president wanted."
That's what it means to compromise. And it reflects something important. It reflects consensus. The heart of democracy requires consensus.
Maine Republican Susan Collins was in the room. She says it's important to show the Senate can function.
Everyone contributed to what is the largest infrastructure package in history.
Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 indexes closed at record highs on Thursday. The Dow also jumped almost 1% after President Biden embraced a bipartisan Senate